Welcome to Growing Storytellers, a Helicopter Stories podcast for anyone who works with children aged 2 to 7 years old. I'm Tricia Lee, and this is my colleague Isla Hill.
And today in this podcast, we are going to be staying with the prime area of literacy, but we're going to be focusing specifically on choosing to write.
It's interesting, the idea of choosing to write, and for children, what makes them want to pick up a pen and start mark making or, you know, begin writing? What is that? And
because writing's really hard, right?
Yeah.
It's hard. You know, why would you want to? You know, it's achy in your hand, you know, learning the letter. It's a difficult thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. And also, you know, who is it for? Why are we writing? You know, sort of why are we learning these letters? Why are we, you know, being held, you know, told to mark, make? Why any of this? And that for me is that thing of going, there has to be a purpose. There has to be a purpose and a true purpose, not a pretend adult purpose, but actually a true purpose for writing. And I kind of, you know, for me, I think the more we think about it, the more I look at it, children see writing, handwriting, so much less now. You know, there's how many opportunities do children get to actually watch an adult writing? Because most of the time, you know, sort of for me, I do so much on my phone. So, you know, sort of my emails or I'm using my laptop. When, you know, we're working with children where people used to do post-it notes, even that happens less and less now because, you know, notes and sort of observations can happen so much quicker on an iPad with a photo attached to it. And, you know, technology has actually meant that we're lessening those chances that children get to see actually writing and why writing is important. Or when they do see writing, handwriting, they might see it on a whiteboard or a flip chart rather than actually on what they write on, you know, the same kind of size of paper, the same way that they write. And I think for me, that's one of the really strong things about Helicopter Stories. And I think we've probably said that about everything. There's all these strong things about Helicopter Stories. But one of the really strong things is that it gives children all of that. They can see the purpose. They see the reason for it. It's about my words going onto a bit of paper. Those marks represent what I'm saying. So this massive connection between the spoken and the written word, and then the written word becomes so important. It becomes irresistible because I want to do my story, to share my story, to tell my tale. And that's the way that I can do it. And that's, for me, is what moves children into becoming writers.
And we see that all the time, don't we? That focus on the page. Really young children avidly watching you write down their words. You know, this real fascination with the page as you write down their words. And, you know, that maybe that is because they see it so little, you know, and the initial interest in watching, what are you doing? What is that? You're writing something. You know, and then you, like you say, they make that connection that what you are writing is their words. That must be a real, like, moment in their brains.
But also because you can see that, can't you? Because quite often this happens where when we're going through the characters, do you want to be the mummy? Do you want to be the baby? Do you want to be the bear? Or do you want to be the Spider-Man? And we're going down the page. And then you see children pointing to the character they want to be. I want to be the mummy. And they're pointing to where those words are. So you can really see that connection is so important. And actually, that's the beginning of understanding writing, understanding print, understanding how things are written. And I see it so often that children will then start to pick up pens and want to write their own story and want to mark make their own story, or begin that with their emerging words beginning to, or their letters or shapes. And you can see the development of children's writing through their engagement.
And that all begins with copying you, right? You know, that they're copying what they're seeing. They see you writing down their story. They relate that to that being their words, to acting out, to being Spider-Man. And then, of course, they copy you because all of those things are wonderful and joyful and exciting and inspiring. So why wouldn't you make the effort to write? You know, that's what it takes, isn't it? Because it's hard, you know, it is hard. So you've really got to want to do it.
Yeah. And it's interesting, actually, because I've seen, you know, I remember being handed, you know, a page of emergent writing. And actually, one part of the emergent writing has a circle around it. And we always circle which character the child wants to play. And just that notion of going, all of those things that you can see they're understanding, they're getting from this process, because telling their story and having it written down is so important. It's so key to them. It's so valuing of every child as an individual and what they bring.
And something that came out fairly recently was also, you know, this notion of in sort of more like Key Stage 1, Year 1, Year 2, where they're asking children to read what they've written to check that it's correct. And of course, it's the thing that nobody really wants to do because it's boring. And what we discovered was when they were doing it for Helicopter Stories, they were reading back the story that they'd written to look for where the characters and objects were, to underline them, to act them out and choose who they want to be in circle. So because they had that purpose, they were also noticing that they maybe hadn't put in a full stop, or that they'd left out a word, or that didn't make sense. So it was a distraction from read your work and check it's all okay, because actually you're doing something that has purpose, that is something that I want to do because I'm going to act out my story.
Yeah, that's really interesting, actually. And that shows, and the year ones that you're talking about are children who will have had it all the way through reception and all the way into year one and, you know, going through year one. And we've been working with children as well right up to year two. So you're seeing that the benefits of how that can impact in that way. And actually, we had a year one teacher who said to me once, that what she'd noticed with her year ones was that when she was introducing sentences and capital letters and full stops, they got it quicker than any year one class she'd ever worked with before, because they'd been speaking in full sentences and knowing where the pauses were and getting used to. So it was quite easy to think about where things stop, because a child will dictate a phrase or the first sentence of a story, and then that's what we'd write down. And, you know, they get used to that rhythm, and then it's quite easy to go, oh, that's where the full stop is, or that's where the capital letter is. So actually, you know, even very early on, we're supporting that development of an understanding of how writing works from children just watching as we write down and say their words, and, you know, sort of seeing that connection. The other thing that we get a lot of is, or I'm beginning to see, is children scribing for a friend. And that's something that's happened. And, you know, sometimes I'll go ages and it doesn't happen. And then sometimes it just will. I had two girls recently in reception, and I just saw them lying on the floor with clipboards, and they were just really giggling and enjoying. And one of them was telling her story, and the other one, with emergent writing, was busily scribing away her story and going, what character do you want to be? And knowing all of those questions. And then I had it in a preschool, the preschool that I'm working with. And a boy there, he suddenly decided that he wanted to, and he was going round to all the children, and he's four, so rising four, and he was going to 2 and 3 year olds and sat down with them and, you know, sort of just going, okay, tell me your story, and really wanting to write down what their story is. So just an amazing thing in terms of children engaging with that and wanting that to happen.
Yeah, that happened a lot more for me. That in our class this year, who are just coming to the end of the year, they are a mixed reception year one class. And I think because I'd had the year ones for a whole year before in reception, and then they'd put the classes together because they had a lower number of children coming in reception. So it became a year one reception class. And the year ones were the professionals and the reception children were new. And they really enjoyed, you know, being the Helicopter Stories professionals. And there was a lot of offering to, I could write your story for you. Tell me your story, I'll write it down. There was a lot of that. And it was very nurturing and very sweet of the year ones to sort of put themselves forward in that way. And, you know, that definitely encouraged that a lot more.
Yeah. And there's other ways that we can really encourage that as well, isn't it? I mean, I know that both of us use this where when it's not your turn to be scribed, and particularly if we're only able to take 6 or 7 stories in a session, and more particularly with reception children where they're desperate to tell their stories or the year ones, and go, well, you can write it. Why don't you write your story? And I've always got loads of pens, and I keep a selection of A5 paper. So I've always got A5 paper with me. So they're writing on the same size as the A5 paper that I'm writing in. I have a lot of the same pens that I'm using. So it's, you know, I've got these purple pens that I use. It just happened to be purple. It's our colours. So they, you know, I just have them around, and the children are taking them and they love it because it's a pen, and they go and sit and write their helicopter stories. And if I'm handed a page of emergent writing, because we have to act those stories out, we have to give them the same value. And it's not about then the child will tell me their story, because I haven't got the time to do that, to actually sit and listen to the whole thing. But what we do is go, what's the character in the story that you've written? And then when we do the acting out, they get to come up and be the princess, or they get to come and be the dragon, or whatever character it is that they've put in that story. So that's how we manage it. Because actually, I was thinking, the only complaint we've ever had about helicopter stories is there's too much writing. It gives you too much writing. Oh, my children are writing so much, I don't know how to cope with it. And actually, when you get to that stage, you do have to come up with ways of supporting that. And,
yeah,
you know,
yeah, I remember my year one class. Sorry.
No, go on.
I remember my year one class, and I think this was last year, and the teacher had to introduce a second acting out, because we were having so much writing. There were so many children writing their own stories. And the longer the year went on, the better they got at it, obviously. So the longer the stories got, the better the writing got, the more confident writers they got, the more time they spent writing. And they, in the end, the teacher was like, right, we're going to have 2 lots of acting out. We'll act out the stories that we've scribed. And then after lunch, we'll act out the stories that you've scribed. And, you know, and that was brilliant, because it really encouraged them, because they almost had their own acting out session that was all written by them, because there just wasn't enough time in one session to act out all that writing.
Yeah, particularly, you know, because children, you know, are beginning to develop their writing words, they start off. And what's really interesting for me when I look at children's writing is that when they move from emergent writing into letters and then into words. So first of all, when you've started to get words, you might go, OK, we could act out the words. And then they start to go to the phrases, and then they start to go to sentences. But your year ones, by the end of the year, some of them were having really long, almost chapter books, weren't they? And that's that excitement. That is that excitement of writing, that actually suddenly I think if children see themselves as writers, as, you know, they have that voice, that's what drives them. That's the thing that makes it really exciting for them, isn't it?
Absolutely. And one of the parents wrote to me and said, thank you so much for introducing helicopter stories. Oscar's really found his place in the class. Like somebody who's quite quiet, maybe not doesn't make friends easily. He became like the author of the class. He was such an avid writer. It was his total happy place. And he would write a story over 4 or 5 weeks, you know, chapter one, chapter two. And the children would go, oh, Oscar's going to do a story. You know, it was an exciting moment. And it became his like role in the class was to introduce his stories to them. And the parent actually wrote to me because she was so grateful that he'd found this place in the class.
Yeah. And actually, it's really interesting that how, you know, enabling that to happen. And in one of the preschools that I worked with, I would have, like, I'd call it my story floor, but I'd literally have pens and felt tips and papers and all of that. And I'm always sat on the floor. And I'd have little clipboards, A5 size clipboards that the children could use. And because they were always waiting, and I had so many children waiting to tell their story. And so they'd be working away and, you know, doing drawings, doing their mark making. And then they'd come and I'd always ask them, do you want me to scribe your story on this paper or do you want on a new bit of paper? And they, you know, sort of choose, because sometimes they wanted me to write their story on the page that they'd been mark making on. And sometimes they'd want me to do it on another bit of paper, on a new bit of paper. So we'd have both of those and clip them together. But it felt really industrious. It felt like we all wanted to. And Vivian Gussin Paley talks about that in her book of having a story table. And she would have lots of art activities and while she was scribing. And it comes back to that thing of storytelling is a communal activity. And if we're doing that, we can hear what the other children are saying and how it works for them and, you know, what's going on in their story so that we've got those images to borrow or we can see that, you know, they're drawing or they're mark making here and we want to do that. And that makes it part of the classroom rather than something that children are removed to do.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. No, it's brilliant. And we were also... what a surprise. I suppose it surprised me. It was a surprise that we, as part of sort of the morning of helicopter stories in continuous provision, we started, and I know Tricia did the same, printing out a grid of the word banks from the story basket that we were talking about in the earlier podcast. So these are just pictures and underneath the word. So, for example, the one that... one of the boys was writing about the other day was chicken licking. And in it, there's a picture of obviously a chicken and a duck and a goose and a fox, you know, and all the characters and the various words that were useful from that story. We were printing them out as a grid. And I found Parker, who's not, he doesn't write his own stories. He wants to tell a story every week, every opportunity he gets, avid storyteller, but doesn't find writing very easy. And he was sitting there for 20 minutes, ages, copying out the words from the word bank to write his chicken licking story. It was absolutely astounding that he wanted to do that.
Yeah, yeah. And it's amazing, isn't it? It's that thing of if there is a reason, if there is a purpose, then... we want to do it. We want to. There's a motivation. And it is that. How do we motivate children to write? There has to be a purpose. And, you know, I've seen children scrabbling to get pens and papers. And it's their motivation is your story will be acted out. And we have to honour that. It's so important if we say that. So we have to find ways of honouring how that works. But, you know, I have had practically whole classes where nearly every, if they're not the ones who are being scribed, they've had some kind of mark making or something on. You go, oh, I need to find a way to make that work. And that's what's really exciting about it. And finally, the other thing that I always find really exciting about when I watch children write is the positions that they get into when they write. And, you know, I know there can be such a push about we want children to sit at tables and write, but actually children don't write like that in my experience. I see them lying on the floor. I've seen them resting on carpets, and just, they're so determined. They're kind of like, they haven't even got a hard surface to write on. I had a three-year-old the other day and she was standing up to write because she was so keen to get her words down. And for me, that makes writing delicious and exciting. And hopefully, you know, sort of people listening, you'll get excited about writing and you'll find that way of getting your children excited, because there is a way to make that motivation happen. But that's all we've got time for. So thank you ever so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.